me personally, I
you're gonna be shallow.
Beauty is not in the eye. Some things are beautiful. Some things are beautiful. Just straight up, that
look. It's not a good conversation to have, bro. My bad. We gonna cut all that out.
No, keep it. In.
Keep it. Look, man. Y'all let us know in the comments what y'all think about that. Is beauty in the eye of the beholder? You can say yes or no. You do not have to expound and get yourself in any trouble. But feel free to get in trouble if you would like to.
Is beauty in the eye of the beholder, really? But it is, though. Mm-hmm. As far as if you... Some people will say, that look good to me. Like, hey, okay. But it don't look good to me.
I say when it's beneficial to me. Like you guys. All y'all watching, y'all are beautiful. So would you like... If you beautiful... Hit that like button. Hit that like button if you think you look good. If you ugly, don't hit the like button. What?
That's a... Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you ugly, don't hit the like button. If you really hit the like button.
It's your pretty self.
Yeah.
Your handsome self.
Hmm? Yeah.
If this world were mine... Free noise. How y'all doing out there? Hope y'all doing good. Hope y'all living. Hope y'all breathing. Hope everything's good out there, man. How you doing,
man,
bro?
Yeah, them vocals like that, man.
Nah, man.
Little boy, I heard that.
Nah, I've been practicing.
Little Van draw a little Luther in there, huh?
Yeah, I got a joint. I got like a schedule at the homeless shelter. I got like
run that back. Say it again. No, don't do it.
Yeah, I got a singer slot at the homeless shelter.
This world was yours.
Yeah. What would you do?
If you...
Like, one pet peeve.
What would I do?
Yeah, if you could change a pet peeve to make your little pet peeve that'll make the world better for you, what would it be?
Oh, if this world was mine, if what would I do if I could change, that change? Man, you put me on the spot. I would change... I would change the fact that people do a lot of following.
Following.
People do a lot of following in this world. As humans, we do a lot of following because we tend to want to be fit in.
Yeah.
We've done it since we were children, growing up in school, but we also do it as adults. We want to fit in. So everybody got the same phone carrier. Everybody got the social media and trying to. Everybody look the same these days. Huh? The same haircuts, the same hairdos, the same nails,
everybody
everything
got a
the
podcast.
Same. It ain't free noise.
It ain't free noise.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody want to do the same. So if I could change that, I would want people to not be so much as followers.
Yeah.
So that they can express who they really want to be. Because I think a lot of people be locked away with who they really want to be locked away.
Yeah.
So that they can be.
So it was back then, people were more genuine. Like, everybody was unique. You had, you know, like in school.
There you go. That's the word.
Unique. There's more uniqueness. You had one person that was like the library kid. You had one person that was like the class clown. Then you had one kid that was like, you know, he liked to twist his pencils up in a rubber band, let them fight each other. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you
said. And you had one kid that was always like had ringworm. Like, everybody was different. Everybody was different. Now that everybody ringworm plays the same video ringworm game. Crazy. The same video game, the same hairstyle, the same shoes, the same sport, the same shirt, the same music.
Same stuff, different person.
Wow.
But we're different people for a reason.
Yeah.
Everybody got something different that they can bring to the table in this planet.
Yeah.
But we too busy. I like that shirt.
Oh, thank you, man.
We too busy wanting to be validated.
I appreciate it, man. Shout out to Never Cloudy, man. Neverton. You know, He got me together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did his thing with that one.
Yeah, yeah. Modern Picasso.
Yeah, grab me one.
Yeah, it's joint fire.
Never needed your validation.
I never needed your validation.
That's a mindset to develop right there.
Yeah.
That's a...
Yeah.
How you feel when you put that on? What you was thinking when you saw that?
When I saw it, I was more so like... I like the message And I knew it wasn't coming off like cocky, like narcissistic, but more so on like, thank you, but I'm not asking, you know.
Dang, I like that.
Thank you, but I'm not Thank asking you. For it. I appreciate it. It really takes a person to mature and understand that it's okay to get some type of validation from sincere people and things like that, from a sincere source for a sincere purpose. But when if your very existence depends on being validated or someone telling you that you're doing good, it won't work out. Mm. It won't work out for you.
That's a fact.
I feel like you have to validate yourself at the end of the day. And not on a cocky, like I said, narcissistic, you know, overconfidence, but in a way of like understanding that you are human, you can push yourself further, you can congratulate yourself, you can cheer yourself on, you can validate yourself. Mm-hmm. All within balance.
It's okay to be yourself.
Yeah.
That's like a strong one for me, man. Like growing up, that you wanted to be validated because you was caring what people think. Mm-hmm. You cared what people thought about you. And it made you not want to be yourself.
Yeah.
Or it made you hide yourself. Yeah. So you go be yourself behind closed doors, but then when you get in front of people, you're somebody else. But growing up, it don't work that way. And that's how you get in the whole groove of following humanity, you know. Go to school, graduate, go to college so that you can get try to get a good job, work 40 hours a week. For 40 years or however many years that you start working and then retire and, you know, have it. And it's like, it's not normal. It's not normal. It's actually looked down upon sometimes by most people, the majority, to go off from that and tap into your creative side. Tap into your creative side because the majority of the human beings are not doing that.
Yeah.
They want that check that they know they're going to get at the end of every week or every 2 weeks. It's easy for them to get that check. And some people, and I'm not knocking people. I'm not knocking work. I'm just saying you might have something to offer on this planet that somebody need to see or experience.
Yeah.
But if you stay stuck in a stream of how humanity, the majority of humanity moves, you blocking that away.
Yeah.
And you scared. You know you want to do this, but you scared that, somebody else is already doing it. Okay, so what? That other person, that other 100 people is not you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody is different for a reason. There's no same two people on this planet. Not even twins. Yeah. They got some stuff different. Yeah. So it's like, use that.
Yeah.
Use that. Motivate somebody with that. Some people need to see that. But that's why I said, if you ask me if I could change one thing, just real quick off the dome, that's one thing I would change. I'd give people that confidence.
Yeah.
Not to need that validation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but to want to be themselves.
Yeah. That's the problem today is, who do people realize who they are? You know, when you mask yourself, you drape yourself with so much of what everybody else is doing around you, you get lost in like, okay.
Say that again.
When you mask yourself and you drape yourself and cover yourself so much in what everybody else is doing around you, start to lose your own self-identity. Like, man, what do I like? No, what do I really like? Like, for real? Like, do I have a hobby? Do I have a creative side? It's people probably with talents that don't even know what they have because they're so focused on, well, I would do this, but I'm going to follow these people.
Exactly.
You know.
And what's crazy is, I like how you said that, like, you clothing yourself what word you use?
Draping.
Draping yourself. Yeah. And you veiling yourself from your real self. But if you take all that off and be yourself, you'll soon find out. And you really find this out when you get older. You get older, but then it ain't too late, but, man, you wish you did it when you was younger. You find out that the people you really wanted to be around ain't your people. That's not who you really want to be around.
Yeah.
If you be yourself, you're going to attract the ones that who you should attract.
Yeah.
And then you can live a happier life, a more satisfying life, instead of trying it's stressful trying to be somebody else.
Yeah.
people out here going broke to be somebody. You ain't got it, but you out here trying to look like you got it. You going broke. That don't feel good.
From personal experience, man, me trying to be other people, bro. Not even be other people. Be me trying to be something for someone else. Yeah. Trying to get validation for someone through someone else. Stop externally.
It. Stop it,
man. That junk, man. It is exhausting. Me too.
For years, I wanted to get a nice looking car. Car note crazy.
Yeah.
Paying rent out of this world, and it's like, am I gonna want to? How long do I want to live check to check?
Yeah.
And then I had to really do a self examination.
It affects everything. Yeah.
Is this how I want to live for the rest of my life? Yeah. It's not. So, how do I feel? I had to look myself in the mirror and say, look, are you okay with going off the radar, looking broke, being broke, or whatever the case may be, to get to for a year to get to where you need to be?
Yeah.
Because if I keep this car note and I keep this high rent, and I'm paying this, and all my checks going to, as soon as I get my check, it's a good check, but it's gone.
Man.
And it's just like, that cycle go crazy. That's insanity, right? I'm expecting a different outcome. And so why not tone your life down just for a minute? Forget what other people say. I don't need the validation, right? Forget what everybody is looking, how they're looking at me. First of all, those people probably the same people going broke trying to do the same thing.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't let the internet fool you. So, tone my life down a little bit. Get rid of the car note. Get you a vehicle that's going to get you from point A to point B. Do that for a year or two or however long it may take you. And then you can reap the real benefits. You can really have money.
Yeah.
You can really have some wealth, or you can really have some comfortability. It ain't just about money. You can have the right people around you.
Yeah.
You'll see who really want to be around you when you go through that stage, and who stick around you during that stage, during that grinding stage.
For real.
If they don't stick around you, then they wasn't your people from the get go.
At all.
You trying to like people. You trying to get likes from people you don't even like. Like, nah.
That's the thing. How many likes you got? How many, you know, LOLs being sent to you? Or, you know, man, my phone be dry, bro. And I got a lot of people in my life. I got a lot of people that love me. But, you know, people busy. Or I don't ever sit there like, nobody texted me today. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm upset. Like, bro, people got lives. And a big thing that I've learned growing up is that, yes, people love you. But truthfully, truth be told, nobody cares.
Mm. Even the ones that love you.
I got a new car, y'all. I'm happy, nice. But nobody care. I got a new house. Look at my new house. Yay. But nobody cares. Mm. Nobody's calling you saying, hey, that new car you got last month, have you been taking it to the car wash? Bro, nobody care, bro. Nobody cares. But not in a way of like, oh, the heck with you. It's more so of like, they got their life too.
And exactly.
Whatever you have, and whatever you've obtained, or whatever your life in details, does not revolve around their life. It does not. It's not centered at the life of other people. Mm. We all got things we got to handle. We all are adults. We all got things to do. Mm. And that's why it's important to validate yourself. Let your work speak for itself. Let your hard work speak for yourself. Let your work validate yourself. You can't depend on external things, because those are fleeting. It's the inside that counts. And say, okay, I know I put in this work. It built me up as a person. That is what validates you. Mm. That's what validates a person. Their work. Not showy things of, oh, I got this. Look at this. I'm cool now, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was at my job. And sometimes you move in a certain type of way and you get respect just based off the work you seen put in. I was at my job and I'm working or whatever. And I ended up seeing, like, outside, because I work outside, and I saw, like, this rail. And I had a break, so I ended up doing, like, some pull-ups I jumped up, just did pull-ups. And the pilot from the plane came down and said, yeah, man, let's go. Yeah, let's go. And he hops up there and starts doing it with me. He was like, man, hey, man, you encouraged me, man. I appreciate that, man. Good job.
Cool
thank
pilot.
Cool pilot. And it just made me think, like, man, sometimes, you know, it takes a person to see you put in work or some type of action in order to, I don't want to say validate you, but in order to respect you. Because a lot of people just feel entitled, like, oh, you should respect me. Well, show me some work. Mm. Put some work in. We are as humans. We owe each other an amount of love and respect from each other. But in this world, you got to show some work. Put some work in. And that's how people would judge you.
Deep. Yeah. We can end it now, y'all. No, I'm just playing. Like, no, that was, you went crazy. So, and I agree with you, but let me ask you a question. So,
yeah.
For some people who might be struggling, because this is something that the majority of humans, like, even, and it's something that you have to constantly, it's not a thing that you can just, all right, I don't need people validation anymore, I got this down pat. This is a constant thing you got to keep working on. You got to keep making sure you ain't trying to look for validations in the wrong places. For instance, waking up in the morning, you wake up, wipe your eyes, and you look at your social media, that picture you just posted last night. You got any advice for the people that do that and they don't get the amount of likes that they think that they deserved? Because what happens is they actually feel some type of way about that. But that's unhealthy, right?
Yeah. So let's start with some reverse engineering. The problem was the beginning, what you just said. Mm. The person wakes up and the first thing they look at is social media. The first person you should look at, if you ain't got your partner next to you and your children, should be yourself. You should go in that mirror and look at yourself. Mm. That should be the first person you look at in the morning. Is yourself. Look in that mirror. Because the mirror will remind you of you. That you exist. That yeah. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you are the pilot in your own body. You're in control. It's you. So I had to stop doing that.
I like that.
I don't even look at my phone.
Cause,
you know?
Because just to touch on that, because 9 times out of 10, that picture you did post is not the you that you're going to see in the mirror. Not just because you woke up and your face swollen and you ugly, but because you put your everything in that picture.
Yeah.
And you expected people, the filters and all, and you expecting them to like which you liked it, so you like, dang, this one gonna kill it. And then if it don't do that, you disappointed. Yeah. But like you just said, I like that. Get up, get in the mirror first, remind yourself the real you.
Yeah.
Love that person.
This is remind me, we all wake up beat up like we
all I was speaking up. I ain't talking about them, I'm talking about me. I wake up ugly.
You wake up like we just got beat up, bro.
Hey, you sleep with your glasses? I thought y'all weren't supposed to do that.
No, one time I did. One time I slept with my glasses. I woke up. My jaw was crawling. Like, I was through, bro.
Bro.
No, for real. Yeah, but, yeah.
Nah, I wake up, bro. I don't even have to look in the mirror. I feel the ugly. I'll be like. I'll be feeling it. Like, I don't want nobody to see me. Like,
you feel ugly. Like, you put your head out. Like. But, yeah. But you're right, man.
Okay, like, so that's the first one. So, yeah, get in the mirror. I like that.
Yeah, you got to get in the mirror, man. The mirror helps you realize.
So that just takes away, what, the whole thing of waking it up in. All right, what if they do that first? What if they get in the mirror, they get themselves together first, but they still didn't get the
camera.
Lights.
Go to the camera with the light on. Put the light on. Don't dodge yourself. Stop running away from yourself. Stop running away from yourself, man.
Face them.
I had to face yourself every morning, man. It's going to remind you that you just have more work to do. And it's a lifelong thing.
Yep.
It's a lifelong thing.
It's an ongoing process.
And
you can never fully fulfill becoming perfect.
No.
I don't care how beautiful you are, how handsome you are. It will always be something to work on. It will always be somebody that look better than you, that is better. Don't look at it that way. Look in the mirror, like he said, just get in the mirror and then see where you need to do the work. And then do the work.
Yeah.
Sometimes people see it and they too lazy or they ain't got the mental to do it and they don't do the work.
Yeah.
Do the work. Don't put too much off or get yourself too much to do. Do it little by little. If you know you want to lose a couple pounds, Start small. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to start hitting the gym and changing your diet on the first day and going crazy. Just start somewhere small in the mental. Read a book.
Yeah.
Books really help get your mental together. Whatever go, whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever go, I recommend. I do recommend, like, YouTube is a big thing that everybody go to when they trying to learn something new. Keep that, but also a book.
Yeah, a book.
When you read a book about whatever it is you're trying to do, you're going to really master your craft.
Yeah, books keep your mind clear, man.
But going back to that person who want to be validated by those likes, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you like a picture and you post a picture, the point I was getting to is post a picture. I don't care if it's one like, 10 likes, 20 likes, whatever. Post a picture and do it for you. Because if you're doing it for somebody else to like, and somebody else to validate you, then you got social media for the wrong reasons, and it'll be poisonous to your mind.
Yeah.
And then you'll develop bad habits.
Yeah.
Which you probably, if you're already doing that, already struggling with some bad habits that you want to get rid of.
Yeah, man. I had to get off social media. Of course, we use it for our podcast or whatnot and our business, but I had to calm down on social media, bro, because it just made me feel some type of way every time I get on there, because It's just very showy and braggy, and nothing's private anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and nothing is real.
Like, nothing's
some of these
real.
People, get your most followed person. I don't care how much money they got. Get an opportunity to spend a week with them. You'll start seeing.
Yeah.
You'll start seeing. Why you think relationships don't be lasting for real? Like, they have a beautiful relationship that you find out they just human, just like the rest of us.
You know what's crazy? It used to be a saying, like, everybody has an opinion. But with the internet, it seems like everybody's opinion matters now. Like, everybody has to get their opinion out. Like, no, this is how I feel. Like, okay.
Everybody's opinion matters. That ain't just the internet. That's the way the world is moving now.
Yeah, yeah, man, yeah.
However you feel, it matters.
Yeah. So, question for you. Mm-hmm. Is there times where validation is important, like on a human level?
Of course. You do need some form of validation. Just like going back a couple of episodes ago, we talked about people needing to be self-aware. And to be self-aware, you're going to need that critique. You're going to need somebody to tell you where you need to make adjustments. But it's a healthy way, and then it's the unhealthy way, which is like the internet, looking for validation on people from people you don't know.
Yeah.
And you're looking for it the wrong way, or looking for a specific type of likes or number of likes or views or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to somebody that loves you or a mentor or somebody that's going to tell you, you know, in a direction you should go, of course, that's a good form or a positive form of validation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know with me, I think it's good to validate, make children feel validated. You know,
no doubt.
Encourage them, you know, because they very, you know, they're sensitive. They're sensitive at that age, and you have to build them up, you know, encourage them. And that makes sense, you know. But adults, it's like, okay, you know how things go in the world. So it's like, you know, it's time to validate yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's like that because of how the world moves.
Yeah.
The world moves in a general sense. And whatever is the popular opinion is what becomes facts. For instance, what do you think about the debate about beauty is in the eye of the beholder? So somebody been beautiful or not beautiful, what really determines? Because that's why people I hate to bring that up, but some people look for that type of validation, if they are good looking or not, from how the majority of people gonna view you.
Yeah, it's a balance, you know.
I like that answer. It's a balance.
It's a balance. I don't think you should just dog yourself out like, I'm ugly, but it's like,
no doubt.
But you know, you can be realistic. Like, I think my nose long, so I have a long nose, or I'm short.
We all got these features that we want to get rid of, but I'm talking about simply somebody ugly. Somebody's like,
okay, I'll let you go.
I'm asking you. I'm letting you hit the danger zone because I think about that. Like,
is somebody ugly? I mean,
what determines who is ugly and who is beautiful? I'm not asking you. That's a very tough question, but I'm asking that according to the topic, the validation thing. Like, you yourself, do you validate how you look based off of the number of likes you get or what people might say about you? Or can you get in there and think, like, I'm an ugly person or because I'm handsome? I don't know. Like,
I don't even.
What are you judging that by?
That's good. Okay, so I don't. It's not that I'm like, I walk around like, okay, she, that's crazy, wow. Hey, yo, she says I'm handsome, so that means I'm handsome. Like,
let me ask you this.
Dang, that's crazy. I'm not ugly.
Let me ask you this. Okay. All right, that's a good start. Okay. She says you're handsome. Mm-hmm. Now, how does she look? Do that matter? Because if it's, how do you feel if it's somebody who's ugly? I'm
attractive, man.
I'm just not saying ugly. That's bold, huh? We shouldn't use that word.
I think
ugly. Look, if somebody is ugly or unattractive and they compliment you, do it hit like if somebody who is attractive?
Dang, that's a good one. You. That's a good question, bro. In the comments, y'all help me out. If somebody is unattractive to you, tells you that you're attractive, does it give you the same feeling as if someone you found attractive tells you that you're attractive? Mm-hmm. For me, no. I'd be like, thanks. Thank you.
That's kind of how you can rate yourself. We're not going to do the rating, but...
But if it's a person that is attractive and they say something to me, like, I'm like, okay, I still got it,
I still got it. Great.
But it's like, that's crazy.
Validation.
Yeah.
Can one find some healthy validation in loving the way that they look?
Loving the way that they look?
So I think...
Like, is that from a cocky standpoint? Or is that like...
No, I mean from whoever.
I love myself.
I'm not just talking about like... Okay, let's just be real. I'm not just talking about ugly. I'm talking about in every...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about physical. But let's be real. It can be in the inner too. Let's talk about that too. In the inner. Are you doing a self-examination... And being honest, I think that's a good, healthy way of doing it. There's somebody for everybody.
Absolutely.
There's somebody, and I got some proof that there's somebody for everybody. So, remember the movie Shallow Hal?
Yes.
I don't know if y'all seen Shallow Hal, but go watch it if you haven't. It's an old movie. If you're younger, you probably haven't seen it, but you probably heard of it. Shallow Hal. Just give it a shot and see. It's a good message behind that. But what I'm saying is, instead of looking at, that's why I don't want to take other people's word for me and the things I need to work on. I'll accept the compliments, but I'm bad at accepting compliments.
Me too. I am.
Terrible. I'm bad at it. It makes me, when I get complimented, me feel awkward. I start
speaking Japanese.
I don't know. I'm a nerd or something. I don't know. But I like to do a self-examination in the mirror. And I know what I need to work on. And I'll say, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm not going to say if I'm ugly or handsome or whatever. Look, it is what it is.
But you, like... It's not. Do you think? Do you okay?
No, I do not think that I'm ugly.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, cool. I do not think that because okay. I don't. See, I was about to say I don't hear that from. I don't. Nobody told me I'm ugly. But
so,
this is why
so
this
if,
topic.
So
though,
what,
is
if,
like,
what if you go like you out about? It's funny, like you ugly. He like they whisper like it's really serious. Like, oh, he ugly. Oh girl, he ugly. How like.
I'm probably going to cook them. Okay. I'm probably going to cook them because I just feel like they trying to be funny. I don't know. I'll take it for what it is because I am not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm not everybody's. I don't think everybody is everybody's.
I'm more like hot
type.
Chocolate. But yeah.
But ugly is different. When I say ugly, I mean like, I know I said that there's somebody for everybody, but ugly. It's like one person for you.
Ugly is hard. Like, you're ugly, like, dang.
But the inner, like, you when can I work, was, everybody can work on that. When actually, I was, the inner, how you feel about that? How somebody is on the inside, does that affect how they look?
Yes, absolutely. Physically? Absolutely. I don't care if you
you can be somebody
so-called 10, man.
If you ugly if you on the inside, that can take you way
attitude,
down.
Man.
Especially for how us men, well, y'all women don't care about how people look either, but for men,
see,
you could be
I,
a 10
I,
with
I,
an ugly personality.
But I'm different, though. Things can make you look more attractive. Like a girl, it'd be a girl that's quiet and she's nice and mannerful. I'm like, oh, that's attractive. And then she eats a piece of fruit. I'm like, oh, she eating fruit in a salad.
Oh, that makes you.
Oh! You eating a whole, like, rib, like, you going crazy with a pork rib. Like, you eating, like, a barbarian. Like, nah.
What
that's
is she eating?
Not
the chicken nugget. The chicken.
The chicken nugget. Man, I'm about to get to that, though.
She can't eat the chicken nugget?
Man, nah.
He's straight.
Nah. You can eat the chicken nugget, but if you eating it, like, it's the last sustenance on planet Earth, that's different. That's where it's like, well, you wild.
Dang, that is why.
You eat that chicken, though, you
bite
your fingers.
He said
it
gotta be the last sustenance. You know how much sustenance on this planet?
Have you ever been so hungry you bit your fingers while you was eating?
I bit my jaw.
I think I did that before. I think I bit my, when I was a kid, I was eating like I was starving, and I bit my fingers. That's a side, though.
I think you did before, yeah.
That is crazy. But yeah, wow. But certain, like you said, the, if your insides are ugly, it makes your outside like.
you can really. It's different for men and women, though.
Yeah.
A man could be mean or ugly in the inside, but if he got money, a woman will put up with that.
Women are resourceful. They want resources.
But us,
you know, like you would look
what
like
you
how
got, like,
did you know?
Do you care what if a woman got bread? Like if she,
all this
if she got money.
Hurt.
No, I ain't even finished.
No, I'm straight.
But she ugly on the inside.
No.
But she a 10.
I'm good.
With money. But she ugly on the inside.
Because as a man,
don't worry,
we
don't
want to
deal with that.
That's weird. I don't feel right as a man. Like, I'm with you for money. Like, that, as a man, I can't.
And if it's a man out here that will deal with a woman like that just because she got money, we got to talk. We're going to talk.
Man, you on your own. I don't want to talk.
No, we got to talk. We got to know. That's why we here. We got to help people be the best versions of themselves.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk. The ones who are already together, we ain't talking to y'all. You know, we good. We on this journey together, though.
Brody on a mission. No, yeah. Man, look, bro. I don't know. That's made me think, too. Because if I did see, you know, I don't know. Certain things I just do find attractive and unattractive.
That's what I'm saying. But here's a tip for people who may be ugly on the inside, but they're not bad, not hard on the eyes on the outside. All the time that you spend getting yourself together on the outside, just do a real assessment of how much time you take, and then take that time and do some work on the inside for yourself. Read a book on how to be a better person or something like that. Ask somebody to give you an honest assessment about yourself, about your personality. And then if you're that type where somebody can be honest, take it. Take the criticism and do something about it. You will be that much more beautiful.
Yeah.
That much more beautiful.
Because beauty is really, like, even if you aren't the best looking physically, man, the inside can make you look so, like, it can upgrade you. If your inside
is beautiful.
It will
upgrade you.
Yeah.
It's not even,
if the inside is beautiful,
you can literally be better.
Like,
yeah, you can literally be ugly or anything, and if you have a beautiful inside, You can that's be not going that's gonna take that off anybody's mind. And I'm not just talking about on the dating scene. I'm just talking about in general. You might be self-conscious. Like, I already know people probably looking at me like, ew, like, but if you sweet, no, they not. Yeah. They're not really. They're not dissing you in your head. But if you are, I don't care if you fine. If you if you a ten,
if you drink
and you
water,
ugly, they gonna find something to say about
drink
you.
Drink water and you know no pop.
Health expert, let's get it.
No, man, I'm not.
No, go ahead. I was just playing.
Just drink water. It clear your skin up. You know. You know what I'm saying? Dodge them dyes and weird stuff. You gotta eat better, man. You gotta eat better.
What's in your refrigerator?
Lettuce.
Not yours. It was just saying.
Okay.
That was a rhetorical question. That's how you know what you eat. Some people, it's nothing. They eat out all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So you didn't want to really get too deep in the question about beauty is an eye of the beholder. No, you be safe on that.
I'm not. Okay. Let's get to it. Let's get to it straight.
No, I don't want to offend nobody.
Beauty is an eye of the beholder. But that's true. Some people find something beautiful that I don't.
But is it beautiful? But can we say that?
To me, something cannot be beautiful. To them, if it's beautiful,
so
that's
it's beauty.
You.
So is looks an opinion? Can looks be a fact? Can you say for a fact this person is ugly?
But you can look
or
at
for
the,
a fact this person
Lisa,
is good looking.
Mona Lisa is the most famous, you know, technically beautiful painting of all time, and it's plain, like a plain woman. Like, but universally.
I think it's just the art and the artist behind it too, though. Like,
true.
I don't think it's because she,
cause
people,
me,
somebody thinks she looked
like
good.
You know, the creation of Adam is out cold to me, but
right art,
you know, but
people
it,
may not know what that
subjective
art piece is.
Or objective?
What is the art of the creation of
so
Adam?
So is beauty objective? I think there is a such thing as objective.
I'm
beauty.
Talking. I'm talking precisely.
Like nature.
I'm talking. See, you just mentioned paintings.
Yeah.
Like the. There's no face in that painting, the creation of Adam, right?
It is. You know, it's like Adam reaching out. And God.
I thought it was just the arms. It wasn't the actual face.
No, it was.
Because you can't
yeah.
see God's face.
Oh, no. Well, it's a depiction of God. But, like, the finger, like, reaching out. And, like, Adam is, like, the actual. The Sistine
Chapel.
Right.
So, when I'm speaking on this topic, I'm talking about straight up looks. I ain't talking about a beautiful painting.
Okay, straight
not,
up
because
looks.
If my kid bring me home a macaroni thing,
aww.
And I say it's beautiful, it's still beautiful. I ain't go, it's beautiful. But yeah, you get the point. I'm not talking about that.
No, okay, so beauty, faces, so physical features, right? Face cards, right?
Face, yes.
Face. I think.
No, everything. Not just face card, though.
I mean,
like the whole sculpt. This go both ways. I'm not just talking about women. For you, for the ladies that might be watching this, when you thinking about a man, like, is the beauty or handsomeness of a man in the eye of the beholder? So it's, but we're two men talking.
I think that was said, that phrase was made to, like,
for paintings?
No.
Oh, okay.
To, like, excuse,
to make everybody,
like,
feel
somebody,
good.
Yeah,
excuse
to make
ugly.
Feel good.
All right. We'll leave it at that then.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll leave it
no,
at that.
No, I
we'll
think, look,
it.
I think, me personally, I...
You're gonna be shallow. Right?
I'm beauty is not... In the eye. Some things are beautiful. Some things are beautiful, just straight up. Look,
this is not a good conversation to have, bro. My bad. We gonna cut all that out.
No, keep it in.
Keep it. Look, man. Y'all let us know in the comments what y'all think about that. Is beauty in the eye of the beholder? You can say yes or no. You do not have to expound and get yourself in any trouble. But feel free to get in trouble if you would like to.
Is beauty in the eye of the beholder, really? But it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
As far as if you... Some people will say, that look good to me. Like, hey, okay. But it don't look good to me.
I'm say when it's beneficial... To me, like you guys, all y'all watching, y'all are beautiful. So would you like, if you beautiful, hit that like button. Hit that like button if you think you look good. If you ugly, don't hit the like button. What?
That's a yeah.
I'm just saying, if you ugly, don't hit the like button. If you beautiful, hit the like
your
button.
Your pretty self.
Yeah.
Your handsome self.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do what they gotta do.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm hungry. Yeah, we're gonna have to catch y'all on the next one.
This is Free Noise. I'm gonna drink some tea because I'm going through it. But yeah, we love y'all, man.
Hit that. You got that in you? The Luther one more time. You say these. <decent. coughs> You want me to hit it? No, I can't hit that.
If this world were mine.
Nah, it was the first one was better. Run it back.
Well, that's crazy.
Nah, I'm just playing. He hit it. Y'all let me know if he hit that in the comments, man. We gonna talk to y'all, man. We love y'all though.
All right, love y'all. Thank y'all for checking in. See y'all out, man. See y'all.
Peace.